The U.S. is ending its support for the war in Yemen. President Biden announced the change yesterday at the State Department.
This war has to end. And to underscore our commitment, we are ending all American support for offensive operations in the war in Yemen, including relevant arms sales.
Yemen's civil war has been raging for 6 years now, and it's created what the UN calls the worst humanitarian catastrophe on the planet. Barbara Bodine was U.S. ambassador to Yemen from 1997 to 2001. Welcome back to Here and Now.
My pleasure.
We want to understand how the U.S. has helped underwrite this war and what the U.S. involvement has been in Yemen. But first, tell us how it's affected the people who live there, because the civilian toll has been breathtakingly severe.
This war has been a humanitarian catastrophe for the people of Yemen. It is one of the worst famines in the world, with 70 to 80% of the population food insecure, if not at a famine level. It has or had one of the worst cholera epidemics in the world, and it is, of course, now dealing with COVID. This, within the context of a multi-sided civil war that has destroyed the infrastructure, the schools, the clinics, water, and by one UNDP assessment has set the country back 20 years in its development in 5 years of fighting.
So, as you say, this is a multi-sided war. It's a proxy war. In proxy wars, countries arm and support fighters in another country to achieve their own broader geopolitical goals. As simply as you can, tell us about, on the one hand, Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates, and what Iran, on the other hand, is trying to achieve, all by fostering this fighting in Yemen.
I think it's important to take it back a step, that there was, or there was certainly going to be, a Yemeni civil war. It went up geometrically when the Saudis and Emiratis came in at the end of March 2015 because of their concern about the Houthi insurgency and its connections to Iran. The Emiratis came in, I think, for a slightly different agenda, which was to secure sea lanes. But it's not truly a proxy war. The Iranians are engaged, but not at the level of either fighting directly, as the Saudis and Emiratis do, nor in the level of their support for the Houthi. I would call it a civil war that's been regionalized, rather than calling it a proxy war.
So let's bring it to the U.S. then. Joe Biden says the U.S. will no longer support Saudi Arabia's military campaign in Yemen, including by cutting off arms sales to Saudi Arabia. We should say that U.S. support for this war started under President Obama when Joe Biden was vice president. Why was it worth supporting the effort then, but not now?
I think there was a miscalculation under the Obama administration, to be frank, that this could be a very short, quick, and easy war. During the Obama administration, they also were actively involved in trying to find a peaceful negotiated settlement. So it was a little bit of a bipolar policy, but there was a great deal of work on the part of Secretary Kerry to bring the war to an end. Under the Trump administration, there was no effort to try to bring a peaceful solution to this war, and the military support to Saudi Arabia became much more of a blank check.
Well, it apparently won't be under President Biden, but we should say that he is not abandoning Saudi Arabia militarily by any means. He says the U.S. would continue to help the Saudis defend themselves against missile attacks from Iranian-backed forces in the region. Let me just tell you that, by contrast, in the presidential primary debate of 2019, Joe Biden said, "I'll make it very clear we're not going to, in fact, sell more weapons to them," meaning Saudi Arabia. "We're going to make them pay the price and make them, in fact, the pariah that they are." What do you make of this contradiction in his statement as a candidate and his pronouncement as president?
Well, I think the recent announcements are far more nuanced. President Biden also announced, and I think it's important to take this beyond just military, that USAID would step up its humanitarian assistance and that we will have a special envoy for Yemen. And further, he made a very clear commitment to support the UN peace efforts. So this is not an abandonment of Saudi Arabia, but it is an effort to shift this to a humanitarian and a negotiated settlement focus.
So with the president's declaration, what happens next? Saudi Arabia says it's going to be working toward a political solution. What's the likelihood of that?
I think we will move towards a political solution now, or at least I think we now are on a path toward a possible political resolution of this. Now, even if the Saudis end all of their operations, it is not going to bring instant peace. And I think what we're going to see is far more of a Saudi Houthi series of talks and arrangements led by the UN, but with the United States far more of an active supporter and facilitator than we've been in the last 4 years.
Barbara Boudin, former U.S. ambassador to Yemen. She's now a professor of diplomacy at Georgetown University. Nice to speak with you. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.